All righty, let's go going greyhounds. Michael Cowley is another gentleman that's Michael, Mick, whatever. Good morning to you, Michael, or should I call you Mick?
Can I call you Kevin or Kev or Steve or something different? I'm exactly the same as Michael / Mick Geeran. Yeah, I've had it all variations throughout my life. It's parents always call you Michael, particularly when you're in trouble, though.
Yeah. Well, you are Michael Cowley from now on in. Otherwise, I get a slap over the wrist from our producer, Leanne. So it's Michael Cowley. And look, we just had Matt Jackson talking about heats of the Golden Easter Egg. Huge period coming up, isn't it, Greyhound Racing in New South Wales? Massive.
But it is. It really is. And this is the race that a lot of the trainers do want to win. It's the time-honoured one. It's been around for a few decades now. The prize money may not be the same as some of those million-dollar races that we do have, half-million-dollar races, but trainers really do love to win this this golden Easter egg. Perhaps it's the big gold egg as the trophy that is the one that attracts them best, Kev.
Well, you've got your a guest to speak to here. Nick Kuhlner's ready to have a chat to you, Mick. Michael, sorry.
thank you, Kevin. Nick, mate, welcome to the show. Appreciate you spending some time with us this morning to have a chat.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Mate, you're more than welcome. Reason we're getting you on is not because you've got a runner in the Golden Easter Egg. It's kind of a little bit the opposite. You are striving to make this a memorable weekend, however, with your greyhound, Fat Pizza, who on Sunday evening will be having his 100th start and chasing his first win still. Is there a bit of excitement around, mate?
Oh, there's a little bit of buzz around, for sure. Yeah, the club's been really, you know, really getting behind it. He's a little bit of a local celebrity there, and Mark Summers and the Richmond Club sort of thought, you know, what a great day to sort of celebrate a big milestone in the dog's career.
Mate, it is. The club have got behind it, and for anyone who doesn't know, the race that Fat Pizza is in on Sunday evening, it's race two, and it's called the Fat Pizza Easter Miracle Maiden. Mate, there's been a few miracles on Easter Sunday before. Could we possibly have one? He's drawn box three.
Yeah, he's got an outstanding record from box three, hasn't he, really? You know, he's never won a race, but he's never won a race from any box, but that's okay. That's suited. He's been working quite well. He's had a check-up at the vets. He's fit, ready to race, ready to go, and hopefully he will reign supreme.
Mate, we have spoken previously about the dog, and you know, some people may say, oh, you know, why is he still trying to win at race at start number 100? But as you said to me, the dog just loves to run. That's what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like a lesson in persistence, you know, like there's, trainers love their dogs. I mean, all trainers, big, small kennels, love their dogs. But, you know, he's got a special place at our house. He's sort of our pet, and we've just sort of persevered with him because he loves it and we love him, and he's just provided a lot of fun and entertainment, not just for myself but for a whole group of friends and people at work that watch him. And I wouldn't do it if he didn't enjoy racing. He certainly loves to run.
Mate, tell us a bit about how you, you mentioned a few mates. How did you guys get involved with this dog?
Well, I trained him for myself and some friends, and been training for a couple of years, and just saw him up and about. We just loved the name. We just thought it was a little bit funny. Watched the replay. Thought, yeah, bought him from Brendan Purcell in Melbourne, and he sort of raced a good race when we picked him up, and just went from there. So he's, as I said, he's got a cult following, and he's a pleasure to have around and a lot of fun.
Has there been days when you thought today's the day?
There was early on, yes. I was probably starting to get a little bit nervous after about 40 or 50. he had a few, how do I say, minor infractions when we were heading towards start 20 and 30. And then we decided to go with the blinkers, which he had on for 40 or 50 starts. And after that time, I thought, well, he's behaving himself again. We might take them off. So we took them off, and he's just been running around and sort of having a crack. But there were a couple of times. I mean, yeah, there was a notorious race at Richmond in a sort of maiden final. Russell Veitch's dog actually got up and beat him on the line when he went and had a little look at a little incident in the straight, and that was quite memorable. But yeah, there's been a couple of times, a close one at Wenny over the 280 there as well. But you know, it's just part of the ride, isn't it?
It is. I guess the thing is, too, he's run 40 placings. It's not like he finishes tailed off every start. He's actually got ability.
Oh, he's got a lot of ability. I mean, his mother, I think, won over 100,000 as a Group 2 winning stayer over 720. So, you know, a lot of talent. And, look, I mean, he's paid his way. He's earned some good money for what he's done. That's not what it's about, really. It's about having a bit of fun and socialising at the track, and you know, meeting all the people that you meet through the dogs. It's I think that's the main thing about it.
Mate, you also trained another dog who was a bit notorious after one incident up the Richmond Street. Once a dog called was an Unacceptable Bro.
Yes, I did train him. He's actually trained now by my good friend Scott Morgan, and he had a little bit of a. Yes, I don't know what to say to you. He did come out of the boxes backwards running, and it was a very famous incident. I believe it got a lot of social media attention.
Right, it did indeed. I'm sure that Fat Pete will get a lot of attention when he finally does break through for that first win as well, mate.
Absolutely. Look, honestly, come down and watch it. As I said, the club's put on a really, really good event. There's going to be Easter eggs. There's going to be Easter bunny there, and there's come and pat the pizza. I mean, he loves pat. Come and get a slice of the pizza, okay? Kids, come and pat him. He loves all that, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Mate, it sounds like, apart from persistence, you certainly get a lot of enjoyment out of this with Fat Pizza, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's been a great ride.
Certainly has, mate. Hopefully there's a punctuation mark on the day on Sunday night, and he does. It would be timely if he cracked it at win one at start 100 for sure.
He will, but we do have a backup plan if he doesn't, and that backup plan is we're going for the record for the most starts, no wins.
So how far away are you?
About 8 starts, I believe. We're trying to beat a dog called Trial by Combat. That was trained by my good friend Matt Watton and Faye Watton. And actually, Faye Watton will be handling him on Sunday at start 100. So that would be a little bit of a bit of irony if he actually does win.
It would indeed. Buddy, all the best for Sunday. All the best with him, regardless of what happens on Sunday. And, mate, keep enjoying the greyhound racing industry.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Kev, there he was, Nick Kilner. A bit of a story, that Fat Pizza. Start 100, still trying to break the maiden. These things do happen. Persistence pays off eventually, apparently.
They do, and your next guest awaits.
Mate, yes, we'll go to the other spectrum now, a man who's trained plenty of winners, and with his partner Michelle Sultana, they have 4 really good chances on Saturday night in the Easter Egg Heats. Daryl Thomas is joining me. Daryl, thanks for your time today, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Mick. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. As I said, you've got four realistic live chances on Saturday night. Let's first of all go to the one in race 4 in Heat 2, McKenna. One of the favourites for the series. She was up here for Million Dollar Chase semis last year. Paula Bella has left her with you guys. How long has she been with you and Michelle, mate?
She's been up here a couple of weeks.
Everything going to plan?
Yeah, everything's great. We can't wait to get it on Saturday night. It's hopefully the draw's not overly great, but we're keen to get out there and see what she can do.
Now she had a few months off after October, came back recently at Shepparton with a good win, and that was apparently she came on season?
Yeah, she came on season, unfortunately, when they purchased her, but probably might have been a good thing in the long run.
At box 8, as you mentioned, she's got toe. Will box 8. I guess it's not just box 8. It depends who's drawn inside you and which way they go as well.
Yeah, look, ideally, when the draw come out, we were hoping for an inside number. But, look, it's what we've been given. And we've got confidence in her that she can probably overcome it. It is tough. There is a lot of speed in the race. But, hey, she's pretty good too, so we'll see what happens.
Mate, let's go back a race to the first heat, and you've got Isles Entity in that race. Mate, she's coming back from a Victorian Cup Australian Cup campaign in Victoria. She's run 29.7 at Wente previously, and she can handle the wide draw. Mate, how's she set up in that race?
Look, she's good. It's nearly the sort of a copy and paste of McKenna. She's drawn really horrible, really for us. But same thing. She's come here and done it before, which will probably help her a little bit. But there's a lot of speed in that race, and she'll have to be on a game. If she's not, well, let's hope she can still qualify somehow.
And there's been a bit of hype and a bit of talk around Scalacci. I guess Scalacci's the one to beat for you guys.
For sure. Look, we've seen him. He came up and trialled. He went well. If this little girl does nail the start, they'll know she's there.
Good to know, mate. Good to know. Race 5, which is Heat 3, you've got another pink rug to wear, Black Tsunami. Again, can handle a wide draw, but there's some handy ones in that heat.
Yeah, look, Heat's probably desperate for the rails. He's actually going really good. He's having no luck. He had absolutely no luck last week, and his run was massive. But, I think he's going to struggle. We're just hoping that he can find a run through the first corner somehow, and you know, he might just sneak into qualifying, but we're just hopeful there.
Mate, and the final one for yourself and Michelle is Fear the Dragon in race 9, which will be Heat 7. He's stepping up a little bit in class, I would imagine, but, clashing with dogs like Mangal Larry and Go Bears, Angel Shirley, these sorts of dogs, but he's got ability.
Yeah, look, this fella... He's a handy dog. He really hasn't shown what he can do. He's a lot better at home than what he's doing at the races. But like you said, it's a massive jump in class. But I think if he ever nailed it and got it right, you'd see a lot faster dog than what he's done before. But yeah, we're just hopeful. We've got an absolute horror draw right through the series. So that's all we can keep saying is we're hopeful for a bit of luck.
Mate, I guess it's first four through to the semi, so yeah, it's not the end of the world if you don't win. As long as you get through, that's the key.
Yeah, look, we're not banking on that. We have to win. Yeah, as you said, top four, it makes it a little bit easier, but there's some quality dogs in these races and you can't afford to make too many mistakes. But with McKenna and Black Tsunami, they're pretty powerful dogs. If they get an even share of luck, I'm pretty confident they could probably qualify.
Mate, just on the East Ring, we talk about, and I spoke earlier, that yeah, it's a race that trainers do really want to win. It's one of those ones that's iconic, like a Melbourne Cup. You've finished second in the $1 million chase with Sherry. What is it about the golden Easter egg for a trainer?
Oh, look, I grew up in the industry, and my parents would always talk about an egg. It's just prestigious. I think that's the main thing. Obviously, the money means a lot. Mm. You know, anyone that says the money doesn't. I think they're telling lies, but the money definitely means a lot. But, yeah, look, I think it's prestige. It's been around a long time, and a lot of the good dogs aim for it. And, you know, it'd be great to win.
Mate, hopefully after Saturday night, you two, you and Michelle, get four through to the semis, and we can chat again next week, perhaps.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd be happy with one, but four would be outstanding.
Fingers crossed, buddy. Good luck. I'll probably catch you out there on Saturday night. Thanks again for your time, mate.
No problem. Thanks, mate.
Kev, that was Daryl Thomas, his partner Michelle Sultana. He obviously trains with Michelle. Those four dogs that are in the heats of the Easter Egg on Saturday night should be a cracking night. The first of those heats does kick off at 6:44, half an hour earlier for the first race, but should be a beauty. Easter Egg heat night is always a classic night, mate.
Excellent. Michael Cowley, thank you for sitting in the chair today. Good stuff. Speak to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, mate.